Don't adjust your monitor or your radio or anything that you're watching or listening to this on. We are here with a little bit of an announcement before we get into the podcast today.
Okay.
We recorded our podcast for this week. Realized that we needed to put this together to make this announcement. So You're going to see this same exact announcement on the next over the next couple of podcasts, probably. That's how we roll here.
I'm as confused as you are.
No, we are so excited because we're going to do something this week that we've never done before. Never. Have we? No, we have never done this before. And that is this coming Thursday evening. That's going to be Thursday, April 27th. Mm-hmm. We are going to do a live YouTube event. See, when you use the word event, it makes it sound much fancier than...
You're an event planner.
That's right.
Okay.
So this Thursday, again, April 27th, starting at 6:30, mm-hmm. we're going to broadcast live over YouTube, through YouTube, a beginning of our discussion on the hit Netflix original mm-hmm. program, 13 Reasons Why. Mm-hmm. 13 Reasons Why is a wild hit.
Right.
It is a massively popular program, mm-hmm. and there's lots of people talking about it. There's lots of people, lots of kids talking about it, teenagers talking about it, lots of parents talking about it, and we need to talk about it.
Right. Lots of discussion among parents, among teachers, school administrators, how to handle it. Some schools are actually showing it, so that it can be the topic of the discussion.
Yeah.
Much to the chagrin of some parents.
Exactly.
So there's a divided opinion on this topic.
Right.
So we want to take a good, close look at it.
Right.
The issue for us is that there are important issues raised
absolutely
by the book and the film.
Absolutely. I read the book years ago, and the mm-hmm. I really enjoyed the book. The program is also very compelling. There's some things.
Netflix.
Right. There's a little bit that's different in the program than in the book. But so we're going to dig into it from a mental health perspective mm-hmm. in a lot of depth. And so what we're going to do this coming Thursday, again, April 27th at 6:30, mm-hmm. we're going to start broadcasting. And this week is just the overview. We're just going to talk about it. Talk about some of the issues in general. Mm-hmm. Talk about some things that you should think about prior to watching the film, the program yourself, mm-hmm. and a little bit maybe about what to do if your kids have already watched it, and you're sort of experiencing some of the consequences, ramifications of them having viewed it already.
That's right, because we want your children to talk to you
about
the film, and so that's going to be one of the things that we talk about repeatedly is that we want your children to talk to you, not to go to other people to talk about this book and movie.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we will be posting the schedule that will follow because we're going to, over the next few weeks, we're going to go, not episode by episode, but we're going to go tape by tape. And so that will make much more sense to you on Thursday as we talk, as we do the overview. Mm-hmm. But we're looking at this Thursday, April 27th, to start with the overview. Mm-hmm. And then we'll hit tape one next week. Now, the schedule is going to not be on the same day every mm-hmm. week simply because of our schedules and because we're trying to fit this in while it's still early enough to where we can hopefully... provide some information and everything. So the first date is this Thursday. Then the second date is going to be next Monday. That's May 1st. We will be doing the tape one discussion. Mm-hmm. And then we'll work from there. There'll be a couple of Thursdays, then a couple of Wednesdays, and we'll just kind of be... Mm-hmm. But we'll have everything detailed, and we will do our very best to stick with that specific schedule mm-hmm. as we go through all seven tapes. So, all right.
Okay.
We're really excited about it. Yeah. We're going to be, again, I'm going to post flyers and things so that everybody can hopefully tune in. If you tune in live, what's going to be awesome is that you're going to be able to chat with us.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to watch it live. You can chat to us.
That's
and
good.
We will be interacting with you, answering questions
and
responding to things directly at the time that we're having recording the podcast. Mm-hmm. And then... that episode, that recording,
right,
will be posted as a podcast and as a YouTube video the subsequent Monday, Saturday, as our weekly Saturday podcast.
That's right. So if you can't be here for the live broadcast, which we would prefer because we can interact. It's also going to be interactive. It will be on tape. So you'll be able to access it.
So, it's going to be fantastic.
It'll be fun. Yeah.
Can't wait. So check it out. Be there. If you have questions, message me. You can message me on Twitter at Dr. Bernie, or you can message on Facebook at either the Mental Breakdown Facebook page or at the our Psychological Associates of Central Florida Facebook page. But get in touch with us if you have any questions, or on the blog, themetalbreakdown.com. Message us, write to us, let us know if you have any questions, and we will answer those questions and be looking forward
to
Thursday night.
Yep.
So again, that's Thursday night, April 27th at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I should include that.
EST.
Yeah. Is it still Eastern Standard Time or Eastern Daylight Time?
Daylight Savings Time.
Yeah. So EDT.
Eastern Daylight? DST. Eastern. Daylight Savings Time.
Eastern Time.
We're 6:30 in the East.
6:30 in Florida.
Right.
Or New York. All right, that's it. So,
but not Newfoundland.
No. We are so looking forward to this. So we can't wait to see you there and to actually have a chance to interact with you all. So, all right, until then, bye-bye. Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Here we are again. We're going to talk today, we're going to continue a conversation today about some things we've talked about in the past regarding the stigma associated with mental health and mental illness.
Right.
And this time we're going to extend it to an area of mental health concerns that people don't always associate as mental health concerns,
That
is the issue of addiction.
Right. The title of this article that you'll be posting, right?
Yeah, I'll put a link on the show notes.
What struck me here was this idea of no more shame. That's I get that hashtag means it's a what? Is that true?
It's
hashtag. What is hashtag?
It's just a way to.
It's a number sign. It used to be a number sign.
It's hashtag no more shame, and they have bracelets. They have all kinds of things that they're doing to raise awareness about having no more shame about addiction. And we can generalize that maybe a little bit to mental health concerns
Well, and that's the whole point, is that what this family, this is a family, the Zorn family, the person who took his own life is Daniel Zorn. He was in his 40s when he was an adult. When he took his own life, after struggling with addiction for all of his life. And his family discovered these letters when he had been in rehab years before. And one of the things he talked about was the concept of no more shame. And so at his funeral, they all decided that they would honor him by wearing these bracelets that say no more shame. And the idea with this is that addiction has typically been seen as a moral weakness or a characterological flaw. And what this article is about, what this family is advocating and what this movement is advocating, is that addiction is simply another type of mental illness.
Right.
It's not a characterological flaw. It's a mental illness that, as we've said in other programs, must be destigmatized. Let's take away the stigma. That is no more shame.
Right.
You know, this isn't something you should be ashamed of.
Right.
And it reminds us that if we're going to deal with mental illness, we have to deal with the problems that underlie the mental illness.
Right.
You and I have had dozens of conversations that people who are addicted or abusing are probably self-medicating. At some level, they're probably self-medicating.
And I think that that's the distinction that I make it in that, and it is, I mean, I guess arguably it could be splitting hairs, but mental addiction as a mental illness itself is a little bit different than the way that I typically characterize it. Because I typically think of addiction as a self-treatment.
Right.
There is a mental health concern, mm-hmm. And a mental health issue. So whether it's anxiety or depression or lots of other things, mm-hmm. substance abuse tends to be a way that that person is treating those mental health issues. Mm-hmm. And again, it could be in many ways splitting hairs, because chicken or egg, you know, which comes first. But you have to address the mental health concern if you want to manage mm-hmm. addiction issues.
Right. Yeah, there's another issue here about, for those of you who are, I think most people are aware of it now, we're going to be reading a furious amount of information about legalizing mm-hmm. marijuana. Mm-hmm. They're discussing it, legalizing it in Canada, in the entire country.
Right.
Okay. So it's going to be decriminalized, it's going to be legalized, and there's all this talk. And the opponents continue to say this is a gateway drug, it's mm-hmm. dangerous, it's a gateway drug. And we're going to see this argument played. I was mm-hmm. on a website this morning, and every article was about cannabis. Mm. I mean, there was a long list on the right side of the website that every article was about cannabis.
Wow.
So we're going to be reading a lot about that.
Yeah.
And what we have to remember is, for most people, it's not a gateway drug.
Right.
It might be the first drug they use.
Right.
But in fact, 80 to 90% of people do not go on to harder mm-hmm. drugs. Okay. Mm-hmm. The problem is, who's going to?
Right.
Okay. And it's probably the people who have the 20%. You know, mm-hmm. if you think about the numbers, 80% don't go on.
Right.
20% do. Are we talking about the same 20% who meet diagnostic criteria?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how you, we've really never talked about that. Addiction gene.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
there's some controversy about is it really an addiction gene? But we know there are people who, I have patients who have used meth, mm-hmm. methamphetamine, but are not addicted to it.
Mm-hmm.
I have others who take methamphetamine one time and cannot get off it.
Right.
Okay. Is that the addiction gene, or is it just that's their mm-hmm. drug of choice because it satisfied whatever urge they had?
Right.
You know? So there is that issue about what captures you, which of these drugs captures you, which one meets your need.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I and maybe we should do a longer podcast to talk about it a little bit, but to me, the not so much that it's an addiction gene as much as it is, we know that many mental health concerns, whether it's depression or anxiety or whatever, has a genetic component.
Right.
And so if you have a parent who abuses alcohol to treat their anxiety, then there's going to be a likelihood that you will have anxiety, and to which you may then also turn mm-hmm. to some form of addiction to treat, self-medicate as well. So,
I
think that there's, it kind of goes like that, but it's a challenging topic because we don't know.
And when you and I deal with families who are dealing with young people, particularly mm-hmm. teenagers or even adult family members who are struggling with addiction, the family frequently simply gets frustrated and they throw up their hands and say, I don't know what to do about mm-hmm. this. Mm-hmm. And they leave it to the legal system until the person gets arrested or injured. They end up in a jail or a hospital. That's the way we're dealing with this problem right now.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a family member who's struggling, it's not the drug that's the problem. Right. It's the underlying. It's whatever they're struggling with. I talked to a young man the other day, and he brought up something that I don't even think his parents know that he's struggling with.
Right.
You know, and he said he's felt that way all of his life.
Right.
I'm not sure that anybody knows about this.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And so we have to get to the bottom of these addiction problems. But to do that, we have to get rid of the stigma. We have to begin seeing it mm-hmm. as a mental health issue and not as a moral issue.
Right. Absolutely.
Or a criminal issue.
Right.
That we have to punish somebody and put them in jail. You know, that's like putting somebody with epilepsy in jail.
Yeah.
We used to do that.
Yeah.
We don't do that anymore, and we shouldn't be doing it with people who are struggling with addiction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had that discussion the other day about, you know, three people all with very relatively mm-hmm. small quantities of marijuana.
Oh, that's right.
The three consequences. All three were stopped by police.
Right. All three had about the same amount of marijuana.
Which was
very small,
basically less one
than,
joint.
Yeah, less than 2 grams.
Right. And one was a African-American male, teenage male.
Guess where he is.
He got a year probation and, you know, spent a little bit of time in jail, county jail. And then he took a deal for, 1 year probation.
Right.
The second was a white, early adult male who was not cleanly shaven, not mm-hmm. well-kept in those kinds of things. And he ended up getting a diversion program.
Right.
And then we had a
which
third,
will cost a couple thousand. I mean,
which cost a couple cost thousand
about
dollars,
about $1,500 to $2,000.
Right.
So,
but it will come off of his record.
But it comes off his record.
Whereas with the African American teenager, it doesn't come off his record.
Right.
And then the third was a young white male, cleanly shaven, well put together, and well, it was his lucky day.
Right. That's what the police said. This is your
right.
lucky day.
It was
son.
His lucky day, and so he right. no consequence.
Nothing.
All three, same amount. And so the
and if you
all in the same town,
right?
Same
yeah,
county.
That's right. We should say this is all in the same location,
right?
You know, we're not talking about Colorado versus Florida,
right?
We're talking about the same city,
right?
You know, these are three very different yeah. Outcomes. So,
you know, the this is not the forum to have some of those.
But we will have
not today.
We're gonna have to get ahead of the yeah. curve on this marijuana business because. I don't know how quick there's going to be a battle because our current attorney general is going to revisit this issue right. because it still is against federal law.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And so this could play itself out in the courts.
Right.
But I think these dominoes are going to fall, and we need to have that. We need to keep that discussion going.
Absolutely.
You know,
so all right.
But was there? Let me wait a minute. Let me make
look
sure
your
there's
notes.
Nothing else.
Look at your
notes. My notes. My show notes. Okay. Nope. That's it. It's not a choice, it's a battle. That's what the Zone family said about their family member. It's not a choice, it's a battle.
All right.
So
that's it for today, then.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Mm-hmm.